Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and we're about to have a great visit with a new friend. Donna Orinder is here. She's the founder of Generation Wow, the CEO of Orinder Unlimited, former collegiate and professional basketball player and all-star in that sport, former president of the WNBA, the Women's National Basketball Association, and former VP for the PGA, and the author of a new book on little girls, on girls' guides to the positive and the possible. I think it's called Wowsdom. I'll have to ask her about that. Donna Orinder, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Yes, Wowsdom. Big believers in Wowsdom.
Wowsdom. So today is the day of the girl. Is that right?
Yes, it is. I do believe every day is the day of the girl. But
that's what
like
my daughter. That's what my daughter and my wife keep telling me.
But I do like the day, especially in this day and age where we really call it out.
Why is it important to set aside a day for the girl?
I think because if you want to look historically, listen. First of all, we should celebrate everyone in our society and culture and what their unique gifts are to bring to make us all better. So I think that's important. I also think it's important to look like what are the barriers that prohibit us from really creating pathways to success. And I think, you know, with girls, let's face it, we're over 50% of our population. We are in a global competitive race for talent. And, you know, we talked about sports a little earlier. Who wants to compete with only accessing half the talent on any team?
The fastest growing sector in the small business sector is women business ownership. And you don't know this probably, Donna, because you and I have just met. But I do lots of programming on this show dedicated to women business owners and have for almost 21 years. So, no, it's a big women's advocating for women is a big part of what we do here. I'm glad we're talking about girls because that's an important thing to do. As I say, with a daughter and you know, as two sisters and my wife, you know, obviously, you know, I'm interested in their well-being. I just wonder though, I'm glad you're doing this, but what does it say about us when we have to do this? When we have to set aside a day for the girl? Is there some acknowledgement that there's a deficiency somewhere?
Listen, I think we can always be better. I mean, why do people go to church or synagogue or temple? Whether it's once a week, once a month, it's always good to take time and take a step back and evaluate where are we, who are we, and how can we be better. And so therefore, yes, are there ways we can improve? Absolutely we can. And we're in a very fast-paced time of change.
You've done some research. You guys have done some research on what girls think about themselves. What have you found?
Well, we're about to start some new research, and there's been some great research. Matter of fact, this morning there was a fantastic article in the New York Times by a woman that I really admire, the woman who found Girls Who Code. And, you know, what we find out is that, you know, I think one in five girls don't believe that they have the leadership qualities that they would like to have, which is really a startling thing.
Slow down a minute, Donna. When I push back on you, you wouldn't be here if I didn't believe what you were doing, okay? But I am going to push back on a couple of things. One in five doesn't sound like a bad number. I'm pretty sure you couldn't get any better numbers than that out of young boys. What do you think?
This is a great fact, and it rolls up against what you're saying. So, and I remember telling this 10 years ago now, there isn't a place I go where people don't recount this. You put out job qualifications. You create a list of 10 items that you will need to require a job. If you give that list to a male for a job, how many do you think they need to have to say, I'm qualified?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it's one or two.
Yeah.
And this is research, right?
Yeah.
If you give the same list for the same job to a woman, guess what? She thinks she has to have 8 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure why you would push up against that. We view ourselves differently.
Well, I agree with that. And Donna, one of the things that I've said on the show before is that the problem that when I see men and women in the marketplace, and I've been around a long time. I've done just about everything you can do in the workplace, managing and working with men and women. But when I see this, what I say is, if there's one thing about men we know, is they're probably overconfident.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing we know about women, is they're probably underconfident. I mean, most of the time, if I could do anything for a woman or a young girl, if I could give them one thing, I'd give them more confidence. To me, that's what the focus should be for women. Not tell them to you must be more in the STEM curriculum, or you must do this, you must do that. But help them find more confidence. What do you think?
Yes, I think confidence. As a matter of fact, you know, Claire Shipnick, another writer, person that I really admire, who wrote The Confidence Code for Women, just came out with a confidence code for girls. And I really believe that we're all in this same space of trying to provide learning, support, guidance, so that girls can grow up, understanding the world that they're living in, being able to understand the pressures that they can't see but do feel. And yes, you know, it's about taking the fear out of failure and, you know, treating her comfort zone for her danger zone and, you know, really embracing the bumps. I mean, people talk about women being risk averse. Like in any pendulum you have or continuum, there'll be women who are more risk averse than others, but we could probably be more risk averse. But I think some of it
I have an idea on how to help girls do that. I was talking to a lady on the show, one of the the hundreds of ladies that I interview on the show, and we were talking about this very issue, the risk aversion thing. And she said, why are guys more less risk averse than girls are? Why is that? It was an honest question. And I said, because we don't care if it breaks. That was an eye opener for her. She hadn't thought about that. Men don't care. Boys don't care if it breaks, I think, more than ladies. And I think that's something for ladies to think about. Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Donna.
www.wowsdom.com.
WODSDOM.com. Check it out. Quick break. 20 after, right back with Donna Arinder. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.